Welcome, this is Robin Harford from eatweeds.co.uk, and today I'm going to talk about the traditional and modern use of alexanders, Smyrnium olisatrum. Alexanders has been used as food and medicine since Roman times and was known as the parsley of Alexandria. It used to be a forgotten kitchen garden herb that was cultivated for centuries by monks until it was eventually replaced by celery. Like many of the Apiaceae plants, alexanders exudes aromatic oils with a pungent sweet smell that attracts a wide range of pollinating insects. And according to Pliny in 70 AD, it gained the name Smyrnium because of its distinctive myrrh-like fragrance. It's a biennial and is originally a native of the Mediterranean, but you'll get it in places like Asia Minor, Syria, Canary Islands, and obviously it's now naturalised in the British Isles. So where do you find it? Well, head down to coastal areas, sea cliffs, pad along roadsides, wander through wastelands, and you'll also find it if you happen to be gallivanting around ancient ruins, hedgerows, banks and quarries. Which parts do you use then? Well, you can use pretty much all of it. So that includes the leaves, the stalks, the flower buds, the flowers, the fruit and the root. And you generally harvest it from spring to autumn. Alexanders was once known as a black pot herb because of its black spicy seeds, which taste of black pepper but don't have the heat of black pepper. So I mix them up with a wild mustard seed to get that kick. It's often found growing in ancient monastic ruins, and the leaves and stalks can be blanched or steamed and then added to soups, broths and stews. And because it's part of the Apiaceae family, just as celery is, it has a similar flavour to celery. The flowers can be added as a spice and decoration to salads, and the buds can be eaten pickled or fried. The fruits themselves are quite a rich source of protein, carbohydrates and fatty acids, and the plant also contains flavonoids and other bioactive compounds. As a medicine plant, alexanders was traditionally used for cleansing the blood and is a good digestive herb for strengthening the stomach, with seafarers using it to treat scurvy, and ancient herbalists used it to relieve stomach and urinary problems. It's also been used as a remedy for headaches, toothaches, swellings of the body, cuts and bruises, asthma and consumption or tuberculosis. In the past times, the stalks were bundled and used as a cattle fodder or fuel. Now, there's very little data about any possible plant toxicity, so as with any wild plants, if you're on medication, please consult a medical professional before using it. If you'd like to find out more about alexanders, including lots of recipe ideas, please visit eatweeds.co.uk/alexanders.